Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is part two of our discussion with Mary Beth Gonzalez, the wife of the late Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, a celebrated cancer practitioner, who developed a unique approach to cancer, which is now encapsulated in a wonderful book, Conquering Cancer, Volume 1. It is a series of case studies and explanations of his methodology. And so, Mary Beth, how did Nick go about compiling this? I mean, what was his, knowing Nick, I think his whole career was a struggle for vindication, because there was such skepticism about his approach. It seemed so novel and so iconoclastic that it was hard for the conventional cancer society, establishment, to believe that any of this was other than sheer quackery.
You're absolutely right, and so it became Nick's mission to detail the results of his work in such a way that it could never be disputed. So as he went about writing his very detailed case reports, and in this book, Conquering Cancer, Volume 1, there are 14 pancreatic cases and 36 breast cancer patients. And the way that he approached each case report really met four basic criteria. All the case reports had to be confirmed with a biopsy at diagnosis. The stage had to be confirmed by appropriate radiographic studies or surgical procedures. Third, the unusual response to the treatment was very clearly defined, clearly explained, and carefully documented. And then finally, it was important to demonstrate the endpoints, the most important of the cancer case reports included the objective evidence of improvement in the underlying disease, but also the very unusual prolonged survival.
Mm-hmm. And excuse me, one of the things that is sometimes used against natural practitioners who do well treating cancer is the critics of their work sometimes say, well, the person never really had cancer to begin with. They actually will say, oh, the person really survived for a long time, but, the documentation is so poor, we don't have biopsy proof that the person really had cancer. Maybe there was, it was a benign tumor, or there was, just shoddy medical workup of the patient that led us to believe the person had cancer. So you really didn't cure them of anything. They didn't have anything to begin with. But Nick was very careful to push back against those accusations with proof.
He absolutely was, and you'll read in the book that even though the biopsy proven diagnosis was right there at the beginning of the case study, later on some oncologists would start to speculate and say, well, maybe it really wasn't there. So while he had an awful lot of supporters and oncologists who were cheering him on, very, very quietly, I must say, from the sidelines. There were still some that wouldn't believe the results, but the patient was still alive, and they had no other way of explaining why. Of course, Nick knew, and the patients knew. One of the other things I want to make sure that I get across is that what I found so endearing in editing and publishing this book is that it's truly heartwarming to read the book as Nick demonstrates his incredible understanding of each individual patient's circumstances and how he addressed their psychological issues and how he demonstrated his deep compassion. And that comes across mm-hmm. in every single case study.
Absolutely. So let me take a little bit of a sideline here, which is, in getting to know you a little bit after Nick's passing away, I realized something about Nick that I'd never appreciated before. I mean, I knew him professionally and I knew him at a superficial level as a colleague. But I always marveled at his ability to, day after day, see very sick cancer patients with, you know, basically seeing patient after patient after patient with a death sentence, and maintain his equanimity and also impart to the patient's confidence that they were in good hands. I mean, this is actually something that I admire intensely about Nick, and something that I'm not sure that I would muster the resources to be able to do. And then I realized, you know, in talking to you, that he had a very deep spiritual side. Can you speak to that issue? Because I think that's an important ingredient in his ability to do the kind of work that he did.
Absolutely. So Nick really was drawn to medicine by feeling a calling from God to take on this work. And while he was encouraged by several of the people that he interviewed when he was at Time Magazine, like Ernest Winder, to go.
Yeah,
to
he had a career in journalism prior, you know, for a few years prior to going into medicine, as I did. I, you know, had some jobs after college, you know, working for city government, and then I decided to go to medical school. So we had parallels in our career in that sense.
So Nick always felt that it was part of his mission to treat these patients. And when he discovered the work of Dr. Kelly, even though, you know, there were a lot of skeptics, Nick knew that it was true. Nick spent a year living with Dr. Kelly and evaluated over 500 of his patients, interviewed them, went through all their records, and because of his strong faith in the truth, he then knew that there was no other way that he could practice medicine besides using a version of Dr. Kelly's protocol. Nick was indeed a very spiritual man. He read his Bible every single day. It was an important part of our Christian marriage. And I truly believe that it's what helped lift him up and inspire him to get up every day and get back into those trenches and fight some of the people suffering from the worst disease possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just something that really adds a dimension to the person that we see as a medical genius, but also as someone who was deeply spiritual and had a whole other aspect to his personality. So what are the results? I mean, you know, what kind of cases do we read about when we're reading Conquering Cancer, Volume 1? Normally, with pancreatic cancer, it's a virtual death sentence. In some cases, patients are dead within 60 days. A five-year survival of pancreatic cancer is relatively uncommon. What are we seeing when we read some of these cases here?
Well, for some of the pancreatic cancer patients, you're going to see survival rates of many, many years. In fact, I remember when we got married in 2001, there were pancreatic cancer patients dancing at our wedding who had been alive already 10 years out from diagnosis. And we very clearly delineate in the book the survival rates of the patients, and Nick explains then how that compares to the typical survival rate for that disease. I'll add that, you know, Nick would have loved to have continued editing this book for probably another year, because that's just how meticulous he was. And then updating every single case, but he wasn't able to do that. So the medical team of Dr. Colin Ross and I have gone through the patient records and updated them to include the most current survival rate that we were aware of based on patient records.
Right.
So it's quite impressive. And there's also some stories in there of, you know, what happens when somebody starts to do well in the program and then fails to be compliant and the unfortunate results.
Mm-hmm. Now, what also I admired about Nick is that, you know, he wasn't just all about alternative approaches. He wouldn't take all and sundry patients. In fact, he would tell some patients that the cancer you have is quite manageable through conventional techniques, and so get treated, and if you want, come and see me afterwards, and we can do some preventive work, maybe detox your body and enhance your immune system. But he did. He was a scholar, and he kept abreast of developments in conventional cancer care, of which there are some. We have to admit that, you know, it's not an all or nothing thing. Current cancer treatment is not just slash burn poison, as some people have coined a phrase, that there are cancer breakthroughs, and that integrative practitioners need to know both sides of the fence.
Absolutely true. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Nick really spoke the truth. And if he felt that a patient was better off having surgery to remove the tumor and then come see him, or if he thought that he really could not help the patient because they had already progressed so far or had had so much chemo or radiation damage, he would, you know, gently let them know that that there was nothing more that he could do. That's one of the things that people most respected about him, is that he didn't just take on anybody and just take their money and give them false hope.
And previously, you know, Nick had tried to validate his work through, I think it was a study done at Columbia, where they took a small series of cancer patients and they followed them. But he was disappointed, because he felt he got burned by attempting to cooperate with mainstream cancer researchers to prove that his paradigm was effective. He wrote a book entitled What Went Wrong, which is a very detailed book that attempts to explain how that research project went off the rails. Can you comment on that?
I certainly can. And in fact, we included in the appendix of Conquering Cancer, Volume 1, a scientific article written by Dr. Colin Ross on all the methodological flaws of that Chabot trial of the pancreatic enzymes for cancer therapy. And it includes, you know, flaws from design to study execution to reporting to, you know, lack of patient consent to, you know, inappropriate staging where Nick would be delivered the pancreatic cancer patients who are stage 4 while Columbia was handling patients who were in stage 2.
Another way of saying that is that the conventional care was administered unfairly to patients who were easier to treat, and he was given the hard end stage patients to treat with his natural therapy, so as if to stack the deck against him.
Exactly. And in fact, some of those patients, Ron, who were put on the nutritional protocol could not even eat.
Yeah.
They were so sick.
Mm-hmm.
So they never even, you know, took their first pill or started the program, but they were included in the study and then determined to be a Gonzalez failure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mentioned the book, What Went Wrong. I think Nick did an excellent job explaining the details of the problems. And it really broke his heart because, as you mentioned earlier, what he most wanted was for his protocol to be scientifically proven.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, he was optimistic and clearly, the cards were stacked against him.
Right. And you know, this contrasts with some, bold integrative practitioners who are very sort of happy to practice in the shadows, but they would shun the light of scientific inquiry because, you know, maybe their therapies really wouldn't hold water. Nick was eager to share his methods. Although it's difficult really to study the methods that he did, because often when you are doing research on say nutrition, you know, you'll study one nutrient at a time. You'll say, really, we have to have a clean experiment. We just want to study the effects of high dose vitamin A on cancer. Okay, fine. We've proven that that's beneficial. Now let's study vitamin D, and next let's study the effects of say the enzymes. And that's the way that, you know, we study drugs, but we don't look at complete paradigms, which are diet, various supplements, detox. It's a messy way to do studies. And of course, how do you do a placebo, you know, group when patients are so involved in their therapy? You could say, well, gee, this is all just one elaborate placebo effect.
You're absolutely right. And yet you'll see in the introduction to Conquering Cancer Volume 1 that Dr. Ross recommends how a second trial could be undertaken in which some of the flaws from the original trial could be corrected, and that's specifically around the dosing of the pancreatic enzyme. So he's kind of segmented it in such a way that we can study piece by piece. And, you know, hopefully with the right people's attention and desire, you know, that will be part of Nick's legacy.
Indeed. You know, this has really been a challenging year for you, Mary Beth, you know, losing Nick, you know, in a way that was sudden. Are you gratified by the degree of interest and the support that you're getting around the publication of this book and the foundation? It's got to be really satisfying to you to see people rallying around this this cause.
Well, thank you for letting me speak about that, because I really want to thank all of those who have lifted me up and carried me for these last 14 months. I'm determined to never stop promoting his legacy of hope and healing. And of course, the grieving process has been daily and difficult, and it's not a straight line. And yet I feel like I'm most connected to Nick when I'm carrying on his work. So, taking on these projects and running his foundation, I actually feel him guiding me every day. And I know that together, you know, especially with God's blessing, you know, there's nothing that we can't accomplish. And Nick might very well be even more successful in promoting his work from heaven than he was here on earth.
Well, unfortunately, that is the way of scientific advancement, is that geniuses in science are often recognized posthumously rather than, you know, in their lifetimes, and often they endure a lot of derision and disapproval before their methods are acknowledged to be effective. So what's today's intelligent medicine call to action? First of all, there's the foundation. How can listeners learn about the foundation and perhaps even get involved, maybe support it?
You can go to dr-gonzalez.com. That's dr-gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.com. And you can read more about the foundation's mission, and there's several ways to donate there. And then the book is up on Amazon in both a hardcover and a Kindle edition, and that is the best way to purchase the book. And we'd love you to, you know, share it with your friends and let as many people know as possible about this work, so that it really doesn't stay hidden under a bushel.
And this is a special outreach to health practitioners, many of whom are subscribers to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This work is really worthwhile. If you are involved in the treatment of cancer, it's a must read, because the techniques that are explained here are not taught commonly, even in naturopathic schools. You're not going to learn about these techniques, certainly in a standard medical school curriculum, but they're so advanced that they really are, you know, it's a paradigm unto itself that is different from many of the proposed cancer paradigms that you may have learned about. So check it out, Conquering Cancer Volume 1, available now on Amazon. It's a series of case studies, 50 pancreatic and breast cancer patients on the Gonzalez Nutritional Protocol. And investigate supporting the foundation, because the foundation is going to do some good work, I'm sure, in the years ahead. Mary Beth Gonzalez, all the best to you. Godspeed. Thank you so much for your faithful perpetuation of the legacy of your late husband. And Nick would be very proud, I'm sure.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak to your audience today.
No, thank you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.